Yes, it's the Goldberg.
Oh,
well,
Mr. Walsh,
we want to
get
a delegation. Hey, what is this, a delegation?
Yes, we want you to give a speech at our next meeting.
What? Me? Speak before a whole bunch of ladies?
Well, why not? You talk on the radio every day.
Oh, that's different. I just stand by the microphone and talk about Doug.
Well, it's Doug we want you to talk about.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Of course, I'll be glad to talk about this wonderful new soap. Why, Doug is so new, there's never been a soap quite like it before.
Fine. But first, we'd like to get your feet hungry. You see, some of the ladies are terribly old-fashioned about their laundry soap.
Oh?
Now, just that fucking Mrs. Jones, she just couldn't believe me when I said Doug does all three kinds of wash. Like Richard's and Dirty Towers, right down to Kitty Rayon Slip.
But, didn't you tell her Doug is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap? A really new kind of soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap.
My, be sure and put that in your feet. And let me tell how Doug gets Towers so white. You might glance over that to Mrs. Smith.
Why, Mrs. Smith?
Well, she said she didn't see how Doug would be so safe for her nicer colored washables and still get Towers white.
Oh, she did she? Well, Doug is safer for those pretty colors than any of the other leading granulated laundry soaps. And yet it gets towels really dazzling white. In fact, you know, there's not another soap of any kind that gets clothes whiter than Doug.
And if she has, how much scrubbing it takes?
I'll just tell her the fact. There's no hard scrubbing and no boiling to do. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Doug. In fact, I'll ask every lady listening to try Doug, and then she'll see for herself what a really new kind of granulated soap it is. I'll say, just ask for a new day. D-U-Z today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Doug do everything. And now, the Goldberg. Molly has been inviting everyone into her parlor. And George has been keeping Molly out of it, at least for a while. But now the parlor is filling up with all the people whose lives and interests Molly has been trying to unravel. Oriane and Way have refused to accept Mrs. Way's offer to pay off the debt that sent him to jail. And Jake is beginning to wonder what will happen.
Why didn't you go to the movies?
You didn't want to come.
You couldn't come. You didn't feel like a movie. You killed Mama.
In the parlor?
Where's Oriane?
In the parlor?
Where's Mrs. Way?
In the parlor? They're all in the parlor.
Stop being silly.
Quiet.
Why don't you go in there?
She didn't go to the movies.
No.
No, Molly.
Do you mind if your family occupies one room in the house?
Oh, maybe that's what I mind if my family occupies one room. This is my house for me, or is my house for my family?
What are you taking in for the parlor?
I'm taking some mustard. The people are my guests. They asked me to the mask. I'm taking them in now. Mrs. Way wishes to smoke a cigarette. You have permission to handle a cigarette.
All right, Pa. It's a good thing that Oriana and Mrs. Way have a chance to talk.
Get me a glass of water.
Get Pa a glass of water.
With a pencil bicarbonate, please.
It's upstairs.
Well, what do you want Papa to do, go up to it?
No, but it wouldn't hurt you to go up to it.
I'll do without it.
All right, I'll do it.
You're making yourself sick for no reason, Pa.
What do you mean, no reason? How long can this go on?
It won't be much longer now. It can't be. They'll get married or they won't get married.
Should that be my business?
All right. All right, Mama made it her business.
That's what
I... All right, Pa. All right, you like going out. She's sentimental enough to see what a romantic couple Dr. Cater and Oriane would make. She'd like to
see the light.
All right, Pa. She's sure David would have the right kind of a home. And she could iron it out, but everything
was... What's there to iron? And Mrs. and Mr. Way, a couple of inches to iron out?
But, Pa, just see Mama's point. After all, Mr. Way, no matter how sympathetic you want to be, he's an ex-prisoner. He isn't a poor man unjustly convicted of a crime. He committed a crime. A very serious one. Maybe he's sorry and maybe he isn't. Mama wouldn't like to see Oriane marry him.
And if Oriane wants to reform him?
Well, it's not right for her to do it at David's expense.
Who is David's mother?
Besides, Dr. Cater loves Oriane.
So what?
I'm just saying.
Don't say that's immaterial.
I'm just trying to explain Mama's attitude.
She can explain it herself.
Well, I mean, well, there were thousands of people injured by Mr. Wade's crash. If his former wife is willing to pay them back, that would be wonderful.
If she wants to pay, let her pay. And if she doesn't want to pay, let her not. And let the mother step down from the pedestal and her muscle wings and take off her halo and become my wife and your mother. There's my deposit! Nothing.
It is in part,
and then
And why should you pay bicarbonate? You have bicarbonate directly after supper. But what is the bicarbonate? What is the bicarbonate? Where are you?
She's upstairs.
Rosie, where are you? What bicarbonate did you draw down? Don't take him back. Take him to me back. Take him to the new box, the little yellow box.
Oh, Ma.
All right, Ma. It's on the shelf on the left-hand side and the right place. They're old as the sun. You see the old box, you see a new box. Bring down the new box. The carbonate. I thought you got to say to hear about the bicarbonate. I thought to him, every word, and every second word, and every third word is a box of bicarbonate. Did you bring the bicarbonate here? I said, come.
Oh, what difference does it make, Rosie?
I'm not talking to you. Please,
Rosie. There's my water.
I'll get it.
Rosie will get it.
And if I'll get it?
It might be too much trouble for you.
Sammy, look at me. Directly in my face, look at me when I'm conversing. You tell
no,
me...
No, please, Ma, don't ask me.
Ma, did Peter and tell Mrs. Wade that Peter Keaton loves Mrs. Wade?
Love, love, love.
Sammy.
If I hear that word again, I'll bust. It's love in the morning and love at night.
Sammy.
You think there was nothing in the world but people running after each other looking for a chance to say, I love you.
Sammy, yes, there's somebody in the next room.
Ma, it's love in the movies, and love on the radio, and love in the magazines. It's love all the time. It's one big ocean of love, with all you sentimental people bathing in it day and night.
Sammy.
And nothing else counts. Just big waves of love, just swimming and diving in love, and let it roll on you until nothing's left, until nothing counts. Only love, love,
Sammy,
love.
Sammy, you're an old cynical man. Sammy. You don't care about love. It just doesn't count anymore. So what's wrong with love?
Look at me and see.
If love is wrong, then what are we taking all the trouble for? If love is wrong, why do we work, and why do we fight, and why do we live? Why do we struggle, and why do we suffer?
Not for love.
Huh?
Not for this kind of job.
Oh, no, sir. It's all one time, my dear son. It's all one time, my dear son, with different names. One time with different ways to come out. There's only one good thing in the world, my dear son, my dear stripling of a son. There's only one good thing in the world, and that's love. And everything good comes out of it, remember my words. Remember what I said. And everything bad is against it. Remember. Dr. Cable?
I'm very glad you're here, Doctor.
Come in, Dr. Cable.
You are arriving in nick of time.
Yeah, maybe you can convince my mother that there's more than love in the world.
Is there?
Regardless.
May I say one word?
I'm talking.
But I just...
But then I'm through, please.
Ma, it's
about the car.
Where's Orion?
May I have the privilege, please?
Very well.
Orion and Mrs. Ray.
And I want to come.
I'll continue.
Very well.
And my wife still insists that Orion should not marry Mr. Ray.
May I say something small?
Continue.
Ma, tell Dr. Taylor what...
Quiet. Oh, Pa, will you both oblige me and go upstairs and expire?
All right, I'm going.
Sammy.
Yeah, only Dr. Cater should know that Mrs. Way has offered to pay off all Way's debts if he doesn't marry Orion. And Orion said it was a bribe and they couldn't take it. All she thought of was herself and not all the people who could have been helped by the money. She put herself ahead of thousands. That's what she did. And I think that's all wrong, Ma.
Orion?
Come in, Orion.
Molly. Sammy. Rosie. Come, Molly. You can rely on Dr. Cater. He's a psychologist, not you. Excuse me.
Excuse me, Dr. Cater. Excuse me, Orion.
Hi, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Excuse me. Well, you've become completely incorruptible, Orion. You don't take bribes. No matter how much good they can do for others. You won't sell out Mr. Wade to save his honor. Nothing like that. You're going to marry.
You don't care about the mere thousands of people whom he ruined with his financial skullduggery. That's all in the past.
What's left now?
The great, the beautiful, the soaring love you have for him. Nothing can break that down. That's the way you spoke to Mrs. Way.
But did you happen to mention the fact that you don't love Mr. Way? Have you told that to Mrs. Way? Did you tell her that you love me? Did you? Did the cat steal your tongue?
We're all through beating around the bush, Oliver. I'm taking you inside to Mrs. Way, and I'm going to make you answer honestly and truthfully, once and for all and forever. Come along.
Come along, I said.
This is the judgment day for this whole comedy.
But comedy or tragedy depends on a point of view. And for Mr. Ways, it's all tragedy. Oriane means so much to him. And for Molly, it's all tragedy because the life and happiness of simple people everywhere mean so much to her. What will their decision be? And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Dr. Cater loses his temper, and Molly loses her control over the situation. This is Bill Rogers wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.